Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mafia just told me that he finally figured out who he thinks the new boss will be around here soon. Jean-Claude Van Damme will be named the new... No? That's not gonna... You didn't think so?
No, Steven Seagal, come on.
Oh, that would be awesome, though. Mafia, I could finally learn how to kick right. Don't I always get hurt when I kick or something? My knees start hurting?
Yes, you do.
When Mafia kicked me, I flew across the room and landed into a woman that was wearing no clothes. I just thought it was a lucky toss. He actually kicked me and I flew 130 feet across the room like a scene from a cartoon or something. I just wanted to say I watched the Discovery Channel tonight for about 15 minutes and I saw a giant jellyfish that was... 60 foot tall. Can that even possibly be? Did you see that? Have you ever seen the footage of the giant jellyfish with the tentacles and everything? But it went down into the deep into the ocean, and along the wall of like coral, there's this white like gook, but it's actually a living fish organism, and it catches fish in its path. Like if a fish comes up and lands against it, it sticks to the this white thing. It's like this giant sponge, and it cannot get free. So it grabs it, and it's stuck permanently. And then this white thing devours and eats the fish, no matter what it is. And it eats it in less than a minute. So all of the little tentacles are huge, like they're actual living organisms of some form of coral animal that eats other fish. And I watched this 60-foot jellyfish get eaten, and it was like the most amazing thing I've seen in at least 24 hours. I just wanted to say that tonight. We're in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Get on ForellOnTheBench.com. Football every night. Buffalo blew out Kent State tonight in a thriller that no one watched. Tomorrow night, there's two more MAC games that no one's going to watch. And then Thursday, you got Wake and North Carolina State, another terrible game. And then Carolina and the Steelers, which will be awesome, hopefully. Fresno and Boise on Friday night, they play on blue grass as opposed to smoking it. Saturday, Ohio State and Michigan State. Sunday, New England at Tennessee. Sunday night, Dallas, Philly. ForellOnTheBench.com has everything, including tons of college basketball winners, which I gave you tonight. I hit everything. I mean, six ways till Sunday. NBA, I give you. NHL, boxing, MMA. Sign up today for ForellOnTheBench.com. It's cheap. The return is huge. Hide the money from your wife. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Fight Floyd Mayweather. That's a good way to make money, isn't it? Actually, how do you save money? You switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or boat insurance? Get it all at geico.com or just call Floyd Mayweather. He'll pay your bills for you. I still can't believe he's going to fight some guy in Japan. I have no idea what's happening there. I feel like it's a ruse. Carver, do you think there's any chance it's all a ruse?
I mean, it's very possible. The whole thing seems really shady.
Fishy.
Like the whole entire operation.
Do you believe for 1 minute, like, that, I mean, he's going to fight MMA? But what skills does he have to fight MMA?
I don't believe it. And if it is an MMA fight, it'll be fixed. He's not going to go in there
and lose.
He will not do it. Think about the man we're talking about here. He does not do anything unless there is an advantage in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Mafia,
it.
Do you believe that he has any skill at all to fight MMA?
No, not whatsoever. He has boxing skill, and that's it. I don't care. Even if he trains from now until the fight, even if he's been training the last 2 years and we don't know it, it takes a long time to get to the level of these guys that are at these, you know, extreme levels. This kid's only 20, but he's been doing this his whole life. Floyd's not going to learn how to kick and block and counteract that in 2 to 3 months.
So here we go. Did you see the Demaryius Thomas fallout in Denver? He's very angry at John Elway. And he said, I'm emotional. I'm empty. I'm empty still. He said he was misled. Before the season started, the trade talks was still going. Nobody said anything to me. Why come to me Monday when it's the same talk? When Vance Joseph said that to me, I said, how is that not true? My agent called me today and said Elway wanted a fifth rounder for me. So we're telling stories to each other now. I thought we were going to be men about this. Listening to that from him. And then another couple of coaches coming up to me saying it's all fake. And then it really happens. It's like, man, it is what it is, though. You know, I got to tell you, he said, I heard they were saying that Vance was saying something and Elway was saying something. I did so much for this organization. I never had nothing bad to say about anybody, none of the players I played with. I just did my job, kept it as professional as I could. For you all to say that I was one of the reasons the offense wasn't going and say this and that, it hurt. Are you surprised at all that, like, anyone gets traded in the NFL ever? Like, I'm not surprised anyone gets traded. I saw Wayne Gretzky get traded. What is so shocking about Demaryius Thomas? Who does this guy think he is? Like, I mean, what, do you have one good season? Like,
it was a while ago.
He doesn't even matter anymore. And now he's crying about getting traded. What player isn't expendable in pro sports? What person isn't expendable in their job that they do now for a living? Yeah, everyone. I've always said, here's how much I matter here. Zero. Like, honestly. Everyone here thinks they're so important. You know, you're about as important as the sun coming up tomorrow. That's about, there's your importance. Everyone's replaceable in everything, every day, everywhere, right? In everything. I mean, literally, in office, in the White House. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. I've always said this about shows, TV and radio. They all end, every one of them. So, and pro sports, are you kidding me? Like I said, every player is tradable. Every coach is fireable. The fact is, like, I still am stunned completely today. The biggest story to me today was Quenneville. Now, you know, I understand no one cares about hockey. I get that. It's true. It's like about 1% of the population. But I love it. We all love it in this room. And I just honestly, Carver, you cannot explain that to me in any way, shape, or form. There is no getting around that is the dumbest thing I've seen happen in the NHL in a while. That you fire a guy that won 3 Stanley Cups in, what, 10 years? And then they replace him with some AHL coach. It's almost a slap in the face that they hired some 33-year-old no one's ever heard of. And he's the youngest head coach in the NHL, which also doesn't matter. But you can mark my words, that guy will never win 3 Stanley Cups with the Chicago Blackhawks.
No. I think it's hard to put those kind of expectations on him right out of the gate. Here's the thing. I just feel like the problems of the Chicago Blackhawks, I don't know if they really fall at the feet of Joel Quenneville. I know that he's going to take the blame by getting fired today. I personally think it sits more with, you know, the general manager, Stan Bowman, or, you know, I'd go more towards him, because here's the thing. When you win 3 Stanley Cups, eventually you got to pay the price, okay? Now, the Blackhawks had to pay the price in. The guys that were the key parts of them winning those cups, they had to give those guys a lot of money and a lot of years. Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Duncan Keith, they had to pay all these guys huge money. Now, we're a few years down the line now. Kane's still pretty good, but, you know, those guys aren't the same players that they were a few years ago. But Bowman hasn't surrounded those guys with, younger, cheaper options that are good enough to help those guys continue to win. Is that Quenneville's fault? Probably not. But we all say this all the time. What's the easiest way to fix things? You know, fire the coach.
Yeah, well, Stan Bowman said it's certainly a difficult decision, but I believe it's in the best interest of the Blackhawks organization. I couldn't disagree more. The other guy, Wirtz, was talking. He's the man, owner Rocky Wirtz, said the team parted with Quenneville with his full support. I also don't believe that. Oh, please, go ahead, fire me. That's what you should do today, fire me. Now, my question is this. There's 7 alleged potential landing spots for Quenneville. The Blues is one. The Senators, 2. Flyers, 3. Kings, 4. Didn't they just give the job to Willie Desjardins? Is that his name?
Yes, Willie Desjardins.
Okay, Willie Desjardins. Who would you rather have, Willie Desjardins or Joel Quenneville? The Edmonton Oilers. What's wrong with the Edmonton Oilers and Todd McClellan? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with him. Why would you fire him? Aren't they like 2 points out of first?
Yeah, but they had an awful year last year. I think they're looking more towards, not saying that he would get the job at any of these places tomorrow, but let's say at the end of the season. If Todd McClellan misses the playoffs again with the Oilers, I absolutely think that he could get axed in Edmonton.
What about the Red Wings?
Would
he take that job to get even with the Blackhawks?
No,
or do you think he
doesn't
want to get
anymore.
Even?
That the Blackhawks Red Wings stuff doesn't matter anymore. They play in different conferences.
What about Seattle?
I think that that's intriguing. I really do. I think that that would be an intriguing option for him. It would allow him to kind of not take a couple years off, but not have a day-to-day grind for a couple years and prepare the team. I'm not sure. There could be other jobs that open up as well between now and the end of the year.
So, did you see Troy Aikman went on the ticket in Dallas and said that the Cowboys need a complete overhaul? That was funny because wasn't I on the ticket last night after the game saying they should overhaul everything, get rid of the coach? And we also suggested Jerry and his son take a step back. Mafia said it. Al Davis even knew when it was time to let someone else run things. There comes a time in everyone's life when you just look in the mirror and say, I'm old and I'm washed up and I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm a billionaire, but I need to let someone else do this so I can just sit in my luxury suite and drink Manhattans. Cliff Drysdale checking in from a bar in London with a little Manhattan conversation this evening on the Rural Radio program. Where is Kava Hai this
evening? I've missed you, Cliff. How's the offseason going?
I just wanted to report, Kava Hai, that Rafa has canceled the remainder of his season due to nagging injuries.
Shocker there.
Thank you. Mix me another double, son. I have to leave now. Thank you for having me on for a... Cliff Drysdale checking in at a rare stop.
Always love talking to Cliff.
Opening night of college basketball, our tennis analyst checking in. So Bryce Harper turned down a mega offer from the Nationals, which is in Portuguese, I'm leaving D.C.
That's exactly what it means.
Astros Lance McCullers to miss the entire season next year after Tommy John surgery. Didn't he miss the entire season this year? Oh, he was 10-6. That's not that bad.
No, he did not miss this year.
Well, I felt like he missed it because I never remembered hearing his name once when they were playing in the... Was he injured at the end in the postseason?
He might have been, yes.
The Yankees have interest in Kluber, Carrasco, and Paxton in addition to free agents Corbin, Happ, and CeCe.
Everybody. They just have interest in everybody. Now, CeCe's back.
They got
the 1 year, and the whispers are that this will be his last year. He's going to retire as a Yankee, blah, 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 the whole goodbye thing.
Russell Westbrook has the ankle. They're saying it's not bad. It's just an ankle sprain. No big deal. He'll be back shortly. Nothing that's, you know, month-long or anything like that. This is going to be a short – that's what they're saying, a short-term problem, right? Is that about right? All right. I still never did this, and I'll do it next. The power rankings in the NFL and in the NBA. And then I even have this thing here. So the NBA draft big board for next year. Look who's number one. Zion Williamson, who tonight went off for 28 in Duke's blowout of Kentucky. I actually thought that that game would be very good, and it was very bad. I don't want to watch 30, 40-point blowouts. I'm sorry. I want to see good basketball games. That was a joke tonight. At least the Kansas-Michigan State game was a little more palatable. They were up big, and then they, you know, Michigan State fought their way back, out within three and lost by five. All I know is I covered both of those games for you in the big opening night of college basketball. I had Duke and two, and I had Michigan State plus 5.5. And I also picked Kansas to win that game against Michigan State, so I doubled that up for you. 855-212-4-CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Did you vote today, gentlemen? Did you go vote? Did you have time to go vote?
I did go this morning.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Got to make time.
Got to make time. Very important that you vote. Anything happen? I see that the one thing that was a big concern for everyone was the Cruz battle against the Rising Star in Texas. So much for Rising Star. He got beat. Ted Cruz won again, right?
Put up a good fight, they say.
Ah, well, congratulations, Elis. Nice effort, Elis. Hey, you did a great job with that, Elis. Hey, nice. You were very close. Elis. Close effort there, but Elis. Did anything else shocking happen? Did the guy that had all the prostitutes in New Jersey, did he win or lose? Menendez, did he win or lose?
I believe he won.
So he beat Hugin?
From what I saw, yes. I just from what I saw some people tweeting about, it looked like that he won.
Can you imagine that guy? Is he not the most corrupt guy ever in literally in politics? Is he not? And he won again? How unbelievable is that? How crazy is that, that that guy won? How did he keep his job to begin with? I mean, can someone explain that to me?
Because Jersey's gone Democrat for like 30-plus years, and anybody that's kind of the same side as Trump people are going against in a lot of places. And not in middle America, but in Jersey where they're fully Democrat.
All right, did you... Anyway, anybody else shocking? Is there anything that I need to know about? Anything of any importance?
I mean, I personally don't follow it that deeply.
Right.
I hate everybody.
I hate him too.
Like, no, I hate everybody. Like, I don't think you get it. Like, I don't like anybody. Like,
is there anything more debilitating and painful and aggravating than political commercials?
I absolutely hate it. I hate everything about it.
But the commercials that just are inundated, it never ends. It's every 2 years. So it's not every 4 years, it's every 2 years. They do it every 2 years on the clock. Like, it's like the weather. It's automatic.
Well, it's actually going to be ramped up even more. I think that these next 2 years, starting tomorrow,
right,
is going
to
be...
Because they're going to try to get him out of office?
Non-stop for the next two
years. Well, I got to tell you, the scary part of it is I'm not sure they can get him out of office.
Yeah, I don't know.
I honestly, who are they going to put in there? Who are they gonna? Who's gonna beat him?
I have no idea.
Isn't it the rising star in Texas? I don't even know his name.
Who knows? Way to go.
But long way to go, my ass. It's gonna be here before you know it. Trust me, because those commercials, you're right, will start tomorrow, and then it's gonna happen again. A year from now, they'll spend 12 straight months doing it on cable news.
I think it's going to start tomorrow. I think literally the next 2 years, this is going to the talk tomorrow will start. Who's going against him? That's it.
Right.
It starts tomorrow.
Do you think he could win again?
I mean, I don't have the foggiest idea, but
Have you ever seen anything like that guy in the White House? Have you ever seen even anything remotely like it?
No.
In your life? No, you haven't. There's never been anything like it.
No.
Ever. Not even Nixon. I mean, honestly, he makes Nixon look like he didn't even happen, right? Anyway, there you go. There's our one political segment for the entire, let's just say, midterm. And for the next 2 years, I want to say nothing else about it. But it's very exciting. Mafia told me today that the most important thing that we do is love one another, see Bohemian Rhapsody, and... see if I can make it through one day without getting in a fight, which is very hard to do. Anyway, Steve.
You've got a day. I'll give you some credit. You haven't gone a week yet.
A week.
It's been back-to-back weeks, so we've had incidents.
Well, I needed that tonight like I needed a hole in the head. Don't even tell me I started that either.
You did not know.
You know, and I'm not going to take the fall either for basketball. I didn't go looking for a fight in the locker room when I was naked. I got some guy coming after me when I'm naked, like attacking me in the showers. Like, are you kidding me? I don't even want to hear it. So you want it? Come get it. That's my theory. I can't talk about what I did in the locker room, though, because there was a lot of liquids involved. Anyway, we're not allowed to talk about liquids on the network, only politics. Steven in New Orleans. Steve, are you there?
What's up, Pharrell?
Hey.
I was calling in to ask about Dez Bryant having a workout today with the Saints.
Right.
Because I'm a Cowboys fan from birth.
Right.
But I live in New Orleans. The Saints are good for the soul when they do well. It was sad for us when we had to get rid of Dez. It was sad to see and the way it had to end. But I love him to death. And I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited that he might be throwing up the X in the Super Bowl like I always thought he would.
Well, I'll give you that. It looks like, did they cut a deal with him? Is it a done deal?
Talking to him.
Oh, so they're talking.
Like they're
so we got to remember, he has not been able to agree with anyone on a figure for his services. He disagrees with everyone, the Cowboys, everyone. He thinks he's worth way more money than he is. I got to tell you, I think his best days are over. And with their situation with the receivers – it's amazing to me that we even have to talk about it. When you're 8-1, I don't think you have a whole lot of problems. But all I ever hear about is that the Saints have you know, no depth at receiver, and they need to, you know, get someone besides Michael Thomas. So if it's Dez Bryant, so be it. I don't, you know, no disrespect to you because you're a Cowboy fan, but those days are over, so I'll just say it. I don't think he's all that. You know what? He's been overrated for a long time. What did he do in Dallas besides make some catches? Honestly, what did he do? What did he do there that was so spectacular? The best play he ever made, he got screwed on that one at Lambeau. That was a touchdown. I don't care what anybody says. Just like that that tuck rule. That was a fumble. I don't care what anybody says. So I'll never change my opinion of that. That's that. Also say that, and this one doesn't matter as much, the Jesse James, that was a touchdown too. So I don't even want to hear it. But Dez Bryant, overrated. What, like, he gets so much publicity. You know who he reminds me of? And he's not even in the same league with him. Terrell Owens. I mean, T.O.'s a Hall of Famer now, whether people like it or not. And Dez Bryant, does anyone really think he's going to the Hall of Fame? With what? What has he ever done? Nothing.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. But, you know, people think he is. They treat him like he's a Hall of Famer. Does that guy not get attention every day of the year? He gets press every day of the year. It's like embarrassing. He doesn't even play, and he gets attention. Like, it's to me, it's hilarious. Like, I don't think anyone in their right mind, who gives a rat's ass if he plays for the Saints or anybody? No one, does anyone really care?
The part I don't get, they're in talks of contract. What is the talk? Here's the minimum. We'll give it to you. Want it or not? That's it. I mean, really, you're gonna Dez Bryant? You're gonna ask for more?
He's not gonna play for the minimum.
Well, then don't play. If you're the Saints, are you desperate to get Dez Bryant in?
No.
That's what I'm saying. What's the contract discussion? You either want it or you don't.
Yeah.
I don't get that. That's the part that doesn't make
sense. Well,
that's
been the problem from day one, is that he refuses. He's had several teams want him, but they don't want to pay him because he's not worth it.
What do you think you're gonna get? Especially now, in the middle of the season. What do you think
he's demented? Do you remember?
I get it.
He's demented. He thinks he's the best receiver in the NFL.
Look, if you
who has no job anymore.
You want to put up some numbers, take the minimum, and then get a big contract for next year if you think you're going to put up big numbers with Drew Brees in the offense.
His days, in my view, are clearly numbered in
the
NFL.
Agreed. Like I said, but if you don't take this, if you miss the whole year, you're not coming back next year.
Because what he wants is to play for some winner like the Saints. And he thinks those offers are going to keep coming in. And what the reality is those offers are over. His days of getting, you know, all these offers to play on good teams are few and far between. There's like none. There's none left. Only the Saints acting desperate at wide receiver, which they really aren't. I mean, if you only got one guy you throw to every play anyway, then just keep throwing to him. If the guy, Thomas, is his choice on every pass, then so be it. But you think Dez Bryant's going to come around and change their fortunes? Now, he might make them better if he can create some space and Drew Brees starts hooking up with him. He might make them better, but I don't think there's any guarantee whatsoever that he's going to make them better. There's absolutely no proof in the pudding that he's ever made anybody better. I thought he was a good receiver in Dallas at best. Good at best. He was never great. I don't care what anybody says.
No argument. Like I said, I just don't understand it from the Saints side. I could see going, look, minimum, what's the risk? He plays well, we get a weapon. He doesn't, we cut him after 2 weeks. Who the hell cares? I get that from
right.
The Saints' point of view. I just don't see what Dez, what do you bring into the negotiation? Well, I really want more money. Then sit home.
Bye.
Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, bye.
I mean, we score 40 points a game without you. We win 7 games without you.
Eight.
We could do things without you. I mean, even if it's just Michael Thomas, I can split Kamara wide and find another weapon if I really need to.
He's a badass.
Stop. They don't need Dez Bryant. It's a nice addition if it works, and if it doesn't, they cut him.
How long before that guy starts complaining in New Orleans after they give him a job? He's a complainer every day of his career.
I'd say 3 weeks, which is if he doesn't catch some balls that actually contribute, within 3 weeks he would be cut. But I don't. That's why I don't get the negotiation from inside. You bring nothing to the table. You have no leverage. If you're the Saints and he's demanding things, walk away now.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia told me to revisit the politics. He said there's not enough of it on the show tonight. Excuse me, I'm choking to death. I got many problems tonight. I bled to death. I was in a fight. A lot of things have happened. the first African-American woman ever to run for governor in Georgia. Oprah Winfrey got behind this Stacey Abrams girl. She lost. Boom. And then I think the Rick Scott guy in, did I get this wrong? That's probably the wrong people. I think he's the governor, that guy, right? He's the governor of Florida. But now is he running for Senate or something? I don't even know. Maybe he was governor. Now he's running for Senate. I think he won barely. Is that right? Maybe I got the whole thing wrong. Rick Scott, that's him. He used to be the governor. Governor Rick Scott has poured tens of millions.
Whatever he's running, it's the Senate that he's.
See, he was governor before. Now he's the senator. He won literally
50.3 to 49.7.
They're gonna have to recount that, right? Probably. That's so close. And then the other thing is, what did I see? Two Muslim women elected to Congress, first two ever.
One in Michigan.
Youngest woman in Congress ever got in. First Native American woman elected to Congress. And Colorado elects first openly gay governor. And then this is all very exciting. Recreational pot approved in state ballot initiatives. That's not a shock anymore, if you ask me. You know, they're always coming out with these stories about, can you believe people smoke pot? Well, it's just such a shock now for everyone. There you go. So that's all I know. This is it. The Democrats won the House. The Republicans won the Senate, 51 to 43. So they have control of the Senate, and the Democrats have the House, 207 to 194. So that was close. So the Democrats take the House. GOP holds the Senate. There you go. Midterm elections, always reporting for you, keeping an eye on the political landscape of our great country that everyone hates.
Yeah, we need to get like a news correspondent, like what Cliff does for tennis. Like, we need like a news correspondent.
I would agree. We have to delve into possibilities here.
We're going to have to check the resumes, check our stack of people that want to be contributors and see who we can get involved.
We'll get, you know, a whole news staff going here. We've got everything else at this network, right? Updates, and we've got everyone. Do we have a weather person? Or is that us, typically? We do the weather. Don't we do the Red Zone Weather Channel?
That thing is awesome.
When there's hurricanes? Steve in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So I don't want to beat a dead horse, or forgive me if you already spoke on this, but regarding Le'Veon Bell, the local media here is kind of split on, you know, him coming back being like a blessing in disguise versus it being a toxic situation. So where are you at? Do you think it's going to be, you know, bad for the team, or is it good to have the talent? Because
it's
in the backfield, everybody says.
It's automatic that you side with talent always. If you got a player that's as great as he is, you grind him and put him in there. If he's going to play week 11 forward, he's got, 7 weeks, right, to play?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And I say grind him down. I say let him carry it 25 times a game and throw it to him another 7 to 10 times underneath. He's a great player. It is what it is. I think that the whole situation has been an embarrassment to him and to his agent and to the Steelers, their fans, the city. His teammates, I don't think, care because – you have to understand, he's just a pain in the ass. Like, the guy it's been this big of a distraction for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season. That's all anyone ever talks about is Le'Veon Bell. They really don't talk about anything else, literally. And so they've won, you know, whatever it is, 4 in a row. And they started horribly, then they win 4 in a row. Now they're in first, whatever it is. So if they get him back and he starts playing, he's only going to help them. I can't get him out of Pittsburgh fast enough. I'm on the side of... wash your hands of him. He's not, not worth it. He's so painful. He's a quitter. He's I like what Tomlin said. He holds him hostage. He's a selfish guy. It's all about him and his money and his agent and all the rest of them. I hope they all go rot in hell. I don't care where he plays ever again. I'm done with him. I'm never going to root for the guy again as long as I live. I don't care what he does. In fact, I won't root for him even if they make the Super Bowl. I'll never root for that guy again as long as I live. I'm done with him. I don't like players like that. I really don't. They're, you know what it is? They're what's bad with pro sports. The narcissism and money and ego. Don't tell me ever. Don't even call me ever and tell me this isn't about money. It's all about money. Everything's about money. There's no such thing as loyalty at all. Zero. None. And there's no such thing as, playing for rings. Here's another guy. Did you hear this Jaylen Brown guy in Boston? Did you hear what he said? He did an interview and said he's going to win 5 rings by the time he's 28. Bro, I mean, win one and then, like, talk to me about winning another one. But you haven't even won one, so – but you're winning 5 rings by the time you're 28. I know he's, like, 18, 19 years old or whatever, but calm down, bro.
Just real quick, since you brought up
no one cares
Celtics.
About that. They only care about money.
Why are all the Celtic guys still crying about the guy trying to get 50 points last night? They're still whining about
they
that
still
today.
Are, because
– what is the problem?
But if it was one of their guys, it'd
they'd
be
– love it. They'd love
okay.
every second of it. Everybody in the NBA does that. It's about padding the stats. What are they so worried about?
They don't like losing.
Shut up.
So here's the power rankings that I said all night I would give you. Saints are number 1. Chiefs are number 2. Rams are number 3. Pats are number 4. Chargers 5. Carolina, Pittsburgh are 6 and 7, but they chose the 8 and 10 Bears. So number 8 Vikings, 9 Eagles, 10 Bears. That's the game they chose. Texans 11. Bengals 12. I told you the Bengals aren't finished yet. They still have a shot. At that North Packers 13, that makes that's unbelievable to me. You're 3-4-1 and you're still ranked over teams that have more wins than you. The Redskins being one of them. Seriously, even the Dolphins have more wins. Seriously, they really do. And then after that, nothing matters at all with that. The power rankings in the NBA. Let's be clear about the NBA power rankings. There's one team, the Warriors. Everyone else is playing for some other place. The Raptors are 2. Could you see a Toronto Golden State Finals instead of Boston?
No.
Milwaukee's 3, Boston 4, Nuggets 5. The one thing about Kyrie said, we'll see him again, but not really. What do they play, twice a year at best?
I just don't get it.
I don't either. Pacers are 6, Blazers 7, Spurs 8, Sixers 9, Memphis 10. Now remember, Memphis is supposed to be this great team. Did you see what happened to him at the end of the Warriors game last night when they got rubbed out? That's what happened to him. And then how about this? The big draft board for NBA next year, the top prospects as college basketball tips off. How about this? The top 3 players in the draft are the 3 freshmen at Duke. Zion Williamson, number 1. R.J. Barrett, number 2. Cameron Reddish, number 3. And then Nasir Little of North Carolina, 4. Keldon Johnson of Kentucky, 5. Quentin Grimes, Kansas, 6. And then one of the other ones I'm interested in, Romeo Langford. That's a kid playing at Indiana. And he's 8th. And then after that, does it really matter? I don't think it does. So the word is the Mariners. Remember yesterday they said they were going to total rebuild? That's not true. The GM's arguing about that. Did you see the Mets new GM saying that Tim Tebow might be on the opening day roster for the – Mets, are you kidding me?
Here's what he said. Basically that he's going to be in AAA, but he will have a chance to make it. Here's the problem with doing this. Like, you come in and you say that you're going to change the culture there and things are going to be different. This is more clown show type of stuff. But this guy also was Tebow's agent, so that's pretty easy to connect the dots on that one.
The Bills got rid of their starting corner, Phillip Gaines. What was that about?
He's a flag machine. That's what that's about.
The Giants did give the Dodgers guy the GM job. Farhan Zaidi. Is that his name, Zaidi? I said that both nights. I still don't know whether it's Zaidi or Zaidi. And Walker Buehler is going to have a bigger role next year. Didn't he have a huge role this year with the Dodgers?
Certainly seem that way.
There you go. Anyway, did you see Vegas' Eric Howla left a game on a stretcher with a leg injury tonight? Was that tonight?
I did see that. It was ugly.
There you go. And they came out with the new poll. What is it? Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan 4.
Correct.
So who do you think doesn't make it out of those? Is it Michigan? Will they stumble against Ohio State, or will Notre Dame stumble against the last 3? What is it? Florida State, and then who do they play?
Florida State, Syracuse, and USC.
If you ask me, that Syracuse game is a trap game. They almost beat Clemson in Death Valley.
I still think just because Michigan plays Ohio State that right now you would have to say that they would be the the best
and
chance
if they don't get in,
off,
if they don't get in and Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC championship and they got another loss, will they not get in either?
I cannot put anybody in the playoff with two losses.
No one. I can't do it. So LSU doesn't get in then.
They're out as far as I'm concerned. They're done.
So you're telling me West Virginia or Oklahoma would get in?
Oklahoma's in the mix. I personally think, I mean, I like West Virginia, but, you know, it's gonna be, they got a couple teams to jump.
We have two MAC games tomorrow night, Carver High. I know you're excited about that. Ohio and Miami of Ohio, right? And what is it, Akron and Northern Illinois? Was that who it is, Mafia? I think the second game.
Now, West Virginia still gets to play Oklahoma last game of the year, so they got a chance still.
West Virginia plays Oklahoma?
Last game of the year, yes.
I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to double check. I think I got that second game right. I know it's Northern Illinois. It's Toledo and Northern Illinois. Toledo, the Rockets, they play a lot better at the Glass Bowl than they do on the road. And then tonight, I told you Buffalo was a winner. What do you think of all those games they play on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and stuff like that in the MAC? Do you have
a problem? I think it's good for the league. It's good that they do. It's the only way they get on TV and people see them.
Right, they get exposure that way, right? You know, it's a big night in hockey when all we talked about was Joel Quenneville and nothing about any of the games that were played. Right? The Blackhawks fired their coach. It looks like I saw there was a hockey fight tonight at the Garden. Good thing. I thought they got rid of fighting in hockey. Get Pharrell and the Bets episode 62 tomorrow morning on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere podcasts are available. For Carver, I am Mafia. I'm Pharrell. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.